I'm here with Kristen Wyatt, a reporter with the Associated Press, and Peter Marcus with ColoradoPolitics.com. Peter, we had a budget shortfall going into this session. It's widened. What are the figures showing?
Yeah, so the quarterly revenue forecast, the one that lawmakers will base their budget writing off of, so this is the big one. They did not get the luck of the Irish St. Paddy's Day message that they were looking for. It looks like it's about, could be as much as $200 million more to fill that shortfall than they were thinking. They were operating under the premise that it was going to be about $500 to $600 million shortfall. It looks like we're going to be closer to $700 million, according to the governor's office take on what the projections will look like. They're going to have some really tough decisions ahead of them. From what I've been hearing, some of the magic tricks that they had been using in years past to come up with this money, with Senator Pat Steadman being on the Joint Budget Committee, he somehow always came up with these things. They have not been finding those same rabbits in the hat this year.
Pat Steadman is term limited, so he's not on the budget committee. Another big budgetary related item will be heard in committee in the next few days. It's a broad bipartisan transportation funding measure that would go to voters in the fall. Kristen, do you think this budget shortfall may play into that debate?
Absolutely. In a way, this could help that measure. This is a big funding bill coming through the House for its first review Wednesday. When times are bad, this can be an easier time. There are Republicans who are going to oppose this bill because it hikes sales taxes. However, it's genuine among many Republicans to say, we don't oppose all tax increases. We oppose increasing taxes without asking voters. So this could actually help that bill pass to say, look, we've got needs here. We know we've got roads that are a mess. You have even leading Republicans saying, I hate the roads. I drive over. I've ruined all my trucks on these terrible roads. And maybe this revenue forecast picture that times are not as good as some hope could help pass that bill.
How does what's happening federally with proposed budgets impact the state?
Yeah, so that's the best part about this whole thing, is that they could go through the trouble, come up with the money that they need to balance this budget, pass it after all the debate and all the work, and then find out that the federal government, that the budget is going to strip Medicaid money or any other number of things. And then all of a sudden our budget is in flux again, and the governor could be potentially looking to call a special session over the summer, have lawmakers come back and figure out a way how to balance it.
Nobody ever wants to come back for a special session, but if the U.S. House and the Congress pass a bill that strips Medicaid immediately instead of waiting till 2020, we will have no choice. We'll have to be back here at the Capitol this year.
It will be tricky when we have a split legislature. We are a state that has the Medicaid expansion. Governor Hickenlooper and Democrats have said in no way do they plan to roll that back, but we do have to get something through a Republican Senate, and it's unclear how they'd feel.
The only thing Republicans and Democrats agree about here seems to be that we cannot on our own afford to expand Medicaid availability to more folks. That means we'd have to get rid of it. Unfortunately, our Medicaid eligibility is a law. It's in statute. So we can't do it without the legislature coming back. So if any big changes happen to Medicaid, everybody has to come back to Denver to fix that.
Thanks. That was Kristen Wyatt with the Associated Press, Peter Marcus with ColoradoPolitics.com. I'm Benta Berkland, and this is Capital Conversation.